Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10, our midweek prayer special. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to the breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation may be in the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. In this awareness, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself as we take in the next three deep breaths. Inhale, lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and breathe in the breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly release. As we take our second deep breath in, let us bring our attention into our cave of the heart, that sanctuary of the soul, where spirit and spirit doth meet. Inhale. And as we take our third and final deep breath, let us be intentional of our time together. That we have chosen to consciously commune with the source of all that is, the ground of being, God in us and as us. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 130 from Psalms for Praying, An Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Mell. Out of the depths I cry to you. In you, mercy, hear my voice. May you be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you should number the times we stray from you, O beloved, who could face you? Yet you are ever ready to forgive, that we might be healed. I wait for you, my soul waits, for in your love I would live. My soul awaits the beloved as one awaits the birth of a child, or as one awaits the fulfillment of their destiny. O sons and daughters of the light, welcome the heart of your heart, that you will climb the sacred mountain of truth. You will know mercy and love in abundance. Then will your transgressions be forgiven, and you will know the oneness of all. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence, unifying with your spirit, unifying with each other, unifying with all sentient beings, knowing that is your spirit that is at work in and through all of creation. It is your spirit that quickens, enlivens, renews, replenishes. As we consciously rest in you this morning, knowing that as we do so, the peace that passes all understanding fills our souls. As we consciously choose to rest in you, we are not disturbed or distracted by the events of the world. As we choose to rest in you, we remember the truth of who we are and whose we are. We are yours, made in your image and likeness, that image and likeness of love, wholeness, and peace. O Divine Beloved, grant us being, Thou who art the absolute mystery of life. With all that is happening across our globe, whilst we rest in you in peace, we surrender it to you in the absolute belief and certainty that the Spirit that created all things knows what to do for everything. We take a moment to remember those who are sick, who are in hospitals, homes, or hospices. We know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly, more than we can ask or think. So we surrender their needs, their wants, to you, O Divine Life. For those that are in need of shelter, food, or anything else, again, we surrender it all to you. And as we link our hearts and minds this morning, we're sending out our peace, our love, into this world that is so in need of it. Divine Beloved, grant us being, as we celebrate this season, the Christ being born. Let us remember that the Christ consciousness is being birthed any time that we remember the truth of our being and the reality of our nature. As families gather, may they enjoy, but still remember the reason, excuse me, for the season. May they come together in love and harmony and peace. Divine Beloved, there is so much need in this world at this time. I do not have words to list or mention them all, but I can rest in the assurance that you know what to do and how to do it. That greater is he that is in me than anything, any condition, any experience that is happening in the world. So as I surrender to this truth, as I remember your infinite presence that is everywhere present, as I call to mind that you are the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent being, in which we are living, moving, having our being, I can take my rest. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. moment to rest in the silence as you allow these words to permeate in and through you. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phone for our prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without. Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without. Eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in as you allow that prayer of intention to resonate within you. My beloved, I wish you a very blessed, happy, and contented Thursday, Friday, Saturday, as we come together once again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.